You mentioned Derek Prout earlier, yes. a rival winger. There was also Andy Hancock.
Andy Hancock was...
Who scored the famous try. Yeah,
he and I played together much longer, and he came up with Dick Jeeps in that end of that terrible season where we finished the season well. To add to it, Dick Jeeps came back in 65, it would have been, 64, 65 seasons, from September 64. And he brought Andy Hancock with him. And Andy was brilliant. He was not only brilliant on the field, he was just a great lad off. He sang beautifully. And he was always friendly and whatever. Terrific character. So he was a great character, mm-hmm. you know, one of those people you remember. And Bob Taylor, before we were international, Bob Taylor, Jeff Allen, Brian Page and I went to watch his game against Scotland. And we were in the concrete stand, you know, old concrete in front of the West Stand. It used to be concrete steps where you could stand, just next to the entrance. We were opposite the 25-yard line, it used to be called. And White, Andy's opposite number, got caught up in a ruck. And England won the ball, and Mike Weston, who normally kicked it everywhere, just took one look and whipped it out blind wing to Andy, and he set off. And he set off, and he set off. Roger Rogers had now broken away, and Roger Rogers was inside him. Weird now, shouting. I can't remember shouting, except I got no voice left at the end. And he was going, and he swerved in, he swerved out. And Wilson, Stuart Wilson, made a big error. He stood on the halfway line, giving him a bit of space on the outside, like a goalkeeper facing a penalty. You can't do that in rugby. You've got to come at the player. Got to close him down early. And he stood there, and the cover was coming, and Andy later on said he was going to pass it, and he saw the cover was going to get to budge. So he then swerved outside, Wilson standing still, no impetus, and he got clear of him. And then his knees were going up and down, and we actually had to cheer him in, because Ian Loughlin coming across hit him as he got to the line, but he scored, and it was 3-all, and it was 80 yards.
It's always shown as one of a very famous try.
Yeah,
it is wonderful. Give his due. He's very experienced by that time. He liked kick it. He saw. He knew White was now in this ruck, so he gave Andy, and Andy had a lot to do, but he did it with his usual verve. He was one of those wings that was a pure winger, that when they got the ball, they went to score. I was the centre that went onto the wing, and I kept looking for making tries. And sometimes I missed tries that I should have scored because I was looking for support. And you